Welcome to KTWH Radio. I am Will Peterson, and joining me today is Odin Ulrich, and this is part of the Age to Age program, and I'll be interviewing and talking with Odin today.
Good.
Well, first of all, before we get too deep into this, how long have you been living in this community?
64 years.
Were you born here? Did you kind of move here when you were older?
My wife was born in Knife River.
And you came here with her?
I got married and I had to move to... I married a fisherman's daughter and I moved to Knife River. That's a little colorful.
Where'd you grow up at originally?
In Woodland in Duluth. Oh. Ridgeview Golf Course.
Well, I heard that you've had some knowledge of the history of the Lake County Rec Board. Can you explain a little bit of that to us?
I was appointed by Emmett Jones. Me and Bob Gregg were the first rural people in Lake County to be on the board. And Don Ferguson was a county commissioner from this area. He was on the board. There was just the three of us on the first meetings. And we had instructions from Emma Jones to try to get everybody in the anybody that had anything to do with government to be on the board, like the city council in Two Harbors, city council Silver Bay. Bob Gregg was in the rural community of Finland, and I was in the rural community of Knife River, and we ended up having quite a number of different people on the board. We had Whitney Lear was on the board with, he represented the U.S. Forest Service. He was quite instrumental in things he did with the county board. He worked very good with us. A very good member on the county rec board.
So as the board, together with all those people, like what was you guys' main goal to do for it?
To begin with was just skating rinks in the wintertime for the young kids in the rural areas, especially even Two Harbors had skating rinks, different places, but we didn't have nothing in the rural areas.
Okay. Did you guys get the one in Seagog? Did you guys do that one?
No.
No.
The city of Two Harbors took care of that.
Oh, okay.
I took care of the one in Knife River. Bob Gregg took care of the skating rink in Finland. And then we moved an old schoolhouse from, I forget the name of the place, but that was the first building that the Finland had for a rec board, okay, which today is Claire Nelson's building. They built a brand new, nice building. We have a different building in Knife River than what we had when we started. And the rec board was just interested in things that pertain to different neighborhoods. We were limited on funds, so we would target one area.
You guys just did things for the better of the community?
Yeah. And we gave what little money we had, but the community had to donate in kind, whether it be labor or money, to do the project.
Like the community would put in time and help building the rinks?
Yeah. It was mostly volunteer stuff.
Yeah. You guys got it all going and got
it. Yeah, that's how it got started. And all the fellows on the rec board never drew per diem for travel or for time spent. They did it on their own for nothing.